This is the Kegelcast, where we're all about editorial cartoons. And today we're joined by two of our most conservative cartoonists, Gary McCoy, who also draws two comic strips, The Duplex and The Flying McCoys, and Rivers, who draws anonymously and joins us with a disguise and an altered voice. And we have liberal cartoonist Pat Burns, who's best known for his cartoons in The New Yorker. He draws all kinds of gag cartoons for other magazines. He did a comic strip for years called Monkey House, and he's an advertising illustrator who's won a bunch of awards. And I am Daryl Cagle, your liberal cartoonist host, so we are evenly divided today. Gentlemen, it's great to have you all here.
Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Good to be here. We're in this thing together.
Gary, we're starting off with you. Here you've got Dad coming in, and he says, I cut out our own catalytic converter to sell for scrap so we can buy groceries. Kid says, Daddy, President Biden says he's doing a good job.
I just noticed her knee.
Oh, my knees are
like two little.
Yeah.
Her knee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I somehow in my early cartooning, I picked up the little knobby knee thing and I still throw it in there sometime. Yeah. I'm not real good with female anatomy. My wife will tell you that.
Here, Rivers, Donkey Democrat says, wait, what? Why? And the impeached Joe Biden Republican elephant says, revenge is best served cold, my friend.
Yeah, the Republicans, they've been kind of hinting at the idea that they might try to impeach Biden. And
well, interestingly, I think you labeled this conservative. You know, these go into a special section on our site called conservative cartoons because the conservative editors don't notice them unless we point them out. They think there's such a huge wave of liberal cartoons that they look at them and they say there's nothing but liberal cartoons. And so we point out so that when they say that, we could say, look, here they are.
I think it's a Trojan horse message.
I could have called this a liberal cartoon because there's no real reason to impeach Joe Biden except revenge.
Well, at that time, perhaps.
I think I'm having audio
lately
problem.
I think something's
wrong because where you said there's no reason to impeach Joe Biden. All right. Sorry.
Oh, that could be crazy.
Yeah. No, I think that the evidence is starting to pile up that Joe is getting money for different things. For China from different Burisma places that we don't know what he did for that money.
We don't know that he's gotten that money.
Well, you know what?
Actually,
Why doesn't he release his tax returns? Where are Joe Biden's tax returns? He won't show them, will he? He won't. They're hidden. You can't see them.
Yeah, and I remember that was a big deal. And then when Trump revealed his tax returns, it was like a big nothing burger. What was he hiding?
I don't recall that Trump revealed his tax returns.
Well, they were kind of revealed for him. They were revealed for him, but then it was like a big nothing burger. It was like, there's nothing here. Well, let's move on.
I think in Manhattan, they have a different spin on that because he's got some tax fraud issues he's dealing with there.
But is that, yeah, sorry. So.
And they stem from the tax return.
Okay, well, we'll see, because we've had some misfires on that, too. So we'll see.
As far as Joe Biden goes on the tax form, when you file your taxes, is there a line where you list the shell companies that you get laundering money in? Is that too?
Actually, there is. You have to list every foreign company that you have any kind of interest and relationship with, every foreign currency account.
When you have a bunch of LLCs, you got to file your K-1s.
Well, there you go. Tens of million dollars to the big guy. There can't be anything wrong there because Joe would have listed it on his tax returns. My gosh.
Sure he would have.
Sorry about that.
I think all that should be looked into, and they should get the sworn testimony, get the evidence out. Let's let transparency, the little bit of sunshine, we'll clear that up one way or the other. And I think, sure, put it up there.
There's just so much talk on the right about all this Biden crime family stuff as though the wishful thinking makes it actually true.
Well, Daryl, do you not see anything wrong at all with everyone in his family, practically down to his plumber, getting millions of dollars from communist Chinese companies and Ukrainian oil companies when they have no experience in that?
I don't know about his plumber, but I certainly read all the stuff about Hunter Biden. And
what are her skills on the international business scheme? What does she know that she would be getting millions of dollars from a Ukrainian company for?
I'm not seeing any Ashley stuff, but my feeling about Hunter Biden is he's a drug addict loser, and I have no real sympathy for him except that I would have for other errant drug addicts. And he has the distinction of having a famous father, which allows him to feed his
He also had the famous brother. And I think that was a huge, well, the timing says, and people close to him say that that was a huge issue. Bo Biden was the golden boy. He was truly the golden child. Everyone considered him a great guy. He was military, multi-decorated. He was an attorney general. The attorney generals in U.S., both sides, admired him, trusted him, believed in him. And when he died, it was considered like that was brutal. And when he died, Hunter fell apart and did some things that you should not do.
I'm with you there, Pat, all the way up to the point where it seems like you're excusing Hunter's problems on merely grief and mourning. I mean, I admit.
Well, I'm not excusing them. I'm not excusing him. I'm trying to understand them and where they kind of begin and say, all right, everything he did, he is still responsible for everything he did. However, we also got a note that he wasn't just a name. He served on the Amtrak board of directors. He was appointed by George W. Bush. He's a Yale law grad, so he's not a dummy. I mean, he's a screw up right now. There's no one's going to, I mean, even his dad's got to admit, at least privately, that he's a screw up, but
he served.
His dad says
he's not without talent.
His dad says he's the smartest guy he's known. Sorry, Rivers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to point out there's this sidebar that he's also in the same law firm as the current judge for Trump's trial. What's her name again?
Aileen Cannon?
No, Chutkan.
There's so many. It's hard to keep
straight. Is it Chutkan? Chutkan, I think it is. Anyways, he was with her in the same law firm for a number of years. So there's connections there. And that's why I did a cartoon this week that pointed out that she's not exactly an objective type of person. Got somebody who's really enmeshed in the politics. On to the next.
You guys jumped ahead to Hunter. So Rivers, here's your Hunter's laptop nothing burger.
He's nothing if not predictable. It's a nothing burger. No, I got it backwards. It should be, it's a nothing burger. And then he says he's nothing if not predictable, which is, so every, so
it made it unpredictable.
Every, and I see this in social media. Every time the conservatives or the Republicans have something on Hunter or Joe or whoever, Hillary, it's a nothing burger. It could be really good. Like, for instance, the Twitter files were actually important. It was an important disclosure. It's a nothing burger with Hunter Biden's laptop. It was a nothing burger. But when Hunter Biden's laptop, what we're seeing is connections that Joe had to the business, and they are quite
well. The reason it's a nothing burger for me is that he's a jerk and he's a drug addict, and I have a little bit of sympathy for people who have kids or people in the family who are vile, and that's not Joe Biden that's being vile. That's Joe Biden that's saddled with a son who's a drug addict that's feeding his habit on his relationship with Joe Biden. And, you know, that's a plague that you have when you're a big, important guy, celebrity, that other people can feed off of that. And all right, but that doesn't make Joe Biden.
Daryl, you're missing the point. You're missing the point of the laptop. It's not about the nudie photos. It's not about the prostitution. It's about his connection, his business connections with Hunter's so-called, you know, associates that somehow funneled money through these different shell companies. There are emails in there that are very damning, and show as evidence, as much evidence as the recent indictments against Donald Trump for you know, asking for a phone number for January 6th. These may not be like the smoking gun, but they certainly do add up to evidence that shows that Joe Biden was an active participant in Hunter Biden's activities
And yeah, I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing your wishful thinking about this expand into the idea that it's actually evidence of that.
Yeah,
and I haven't seen that.
Chapter and verse kind of, I'm hearing the accusation made, but I'm not seeing,
Make the accusation enough times and then it becomes true.
Like River said, there's a laptop out there with emails. Have you seen the Devin Archer interview or the one he did? Okay. And it's obvious, you know, Hunter can't be both this poor, sufferable, you know, grief-stricken kid who just messed up and not
functioning
this
drug addict.
Yeah, he's truly vile, and there's no minimizing that. And that's that's no benefit to bringing money to Joe Biden. That's just the big anchor on his presidency.
He travels on Air Force One to China with his dad, while his dad says he doesn't know anything about his business dealings. He's been raking in money, millions of dollars, on a Ukrainian energy company when he has no education, no knowledge or anything about that aspect. If he's on the board, what about all these connections that he's got are all through his family? And his father, Joe Biden, willingly let his name be played as this kind of power tool and to get the family rich off of. And
well, what I'm hearing you say is that there is actual evidence of Joe Biden putting bribes in his pocket.
There's as much evidence of that as there was.
What I'm seeing is that there's a kid who's a complete wreck who's dragging him down. And I have a little bit of sympathy for that, but not a lot of sympathy. I'd like to see Hunter Biden thrown in jail. But I have a little bit of sympathy for drug addicts and the shenanigans they pull to make their lives go along.
Well,
of course he's going to do that because his dad's the president. And that's unfortunate.
Okay. So this cartoon speaks to Joe Biden's character. So do you want to?
Yes, this goes on to the unrecognized grandkid and grandkid standing up to Joe Biden, who's walking away from her, and she says, "Grandpa!" Joe Biden turns around and has a big, pretty racist-looking Mexican mustache along the style of Sergio Aragonés.
That's what I was thinking of.
No habla inglés, not a joke.
I'm not quite sure where you're going with this, Gary.
Okay, can I talk then? Since first off, to address the racist mustache, you're totally joking, Daryl, right? I mean, or is it that you think
it's not like you put on a Groucho glasses nose mustache on him. You put a very Mexican mustache on him.
I never in my wildest dreams associated that particular mustache with Latino or
You just said you were thinking of Sergio Aragonés when you drew it.
I didn't say that. Play back the tape. I didn't say that.
You said that, Daryl. Actually, to be fair,
you did.
Oh, I guess I did say that.
You two have a mind meld.
But maybe you're look. I see what you're doing though. You're connecting Joe speaking Spanish with the mustache. I never even made that connection myself. The mustache to me is merely a disguise.
Maybe. But the connection is
If you live on that side of the fence where you see everything through a racial lens, then yeah, I get
I see it.
It
through a cartoonist lens where we see.
Well,
let
me ask you separately. Why is he speaking Spanish to the little girl?
Because he's trying to conceal his identity, Daryl. And I tell you, I could have used my wife's Filipino language, but it would have been more lost on most people. So I went with the most simple, most common second language you could think of, the little bit that I know, and figured that was what I would use for Joe to conceal his identity. I could have went with, Kazakhstan or, Niger or some other foreign country and used their language, but I went with him speaking in Spanish.
You went with that entirely randomly. There was no reason for it except that it was a disguise.
Wacky coincidence.
Joe Biden. Okay. No, Daryl, I did it because I wanted to send a dog whistle to all my Klansmen followers out there just to kind of rally the troops to, oh goodness gracious.
Unfortunate coincidence. Just an unfortunate coincidence.
The guy with the biracial child who's got black cousins I'm Republican, so I'm a racist. I guess we get down. If you can go from A to B or A to Z that quickly, but you can't see that Joe Biden is tainted with tons of corruption through all these forced business dealings. I'm flabbergasted.
He went 50 years without a whisper of corruption, all except for that report.
Joe Biden?
College.
Yeah. Joe Biden?
Plagiarism?
Yeah, the plagiarism from what year was that?
Oh, was it not in the 50 years? It was longer than 50 years ago?
Yeah, it was like 1989 or something.
You're talking about that plagiarism scandal as being in the same league as taking bribes?
I don't want my kids going to school in a racial jungle, is what he said.
Are you still mad at Fareed Zakaria and Doris Kearns Goodwin?
He's hitting on something that's actually important. Yes, no. Joe Biden was low to evolve in as, working class white guy realizing, ooh, yeah, we do have a bigger problem with race in this country than I was giving it credit for. He was slow, but he got there. And so, yeah, he said some things that were today, we would look at him and go like, that wasn't exactly woke. He wasn't.
No, we look at it today and go, that's a racist guy.
That was racist. Yeah. What he said in the past was racist.
Well, I got to say,
you know what? It was.
Never vote for him. I only vote against the other guy. And I never forgave him for the Clarence Thomas hearings where he was so vile and nasty to Anita Hill. And I can't get over that. I look at him and I see that. There's plenty to not like about Joe Biden. Liberals despise Joe Biden because he doesn't step up on all the issues that they think he should step up for. And I feel the same way. Tons of reasons not to like Joe Biden. So when you're characterizing us as liking Joe Biden, no. I mean, it's hard to find people that like Joe Biden.
No, not people like Joe Biden. He's a very likable guy as a human.
That is
okay,
true.
Okay, well, we found one.
No, and actually, you're right. This may surprise you, but before I became a conservative, I was very much a liberal, and I liked Joe Biden, and I always thought he had a good shot at being president. And I was truly disappointed he didn't run in 2016 because I thought he would have been a very viable candidate compared to Hillary Clinton. But we're still at the beginning of this whole process of discovering exactly what he's been up to these past few years. So before we basically sanctify him as holy and give him some kind of pass, we have to recognize that the guy has probably been doing things that are a little bit on the shady side. I don't know for sure, but I don't know. Well, I don't know for sure.
This is what I have trouble with. In whichever direction a finger is pointed, to say, making the they gotta be crooked. This whole assumption that somebody is in the public eye, they have to be crooked.
Well, how do you feel about Trump? How do you feel about Trump? Because this is the exact same accusation I can make towards you regarding Trump, which is you assume that the guy is a bad guy. You assume that he's guilty of everything. You assume that he's guilty of every indictment that is out there. And the reality is,
I'm not assuming that he's guilty of every indictment.
You don't know that.
I'm saying that, okay, they have this evidence. Let's get it out. Let's see how it plays in court.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying we need to follow up on Joe Biden. Now, my suspicion is that the guy has been a little corrupt. There's been things that he's been doing on the side. That said, there's no proof of it at the moment.
At least some evidence.
I'm not part of the I'm not part of that process. I don't have the ability to investigate Joe Biden.
So here we've got Gary, and Joe Biden is talking to a little black boy who's thinking Ku Klux Klan. And Joe Biden says, don't worry if you can't get into Harvard because of the Supreme Court ruling against affirmative action. I'll give you a job holding a lantern in my front yard. I should say, Gary, this is a cartoon that I'm sure no newspaper printed just because it's got a Ku Klux Klan hood in it. And
oh, yeah.
Any reference to Ku Klux Klan gets a cartoon not printed. But assuming someone saw this, they're seeing you call Biden a racist. And what did you have in mind here except for calling Biden a racist?
That was basically it. He's a blatant racist, and the media overlooks it. So I forgot about that, what you said about KKK, so I shouldn't have done that. But I actually did that because I thought, well, the way the knee-jerk reactionaries on the left will react, well, they'll try to say, well, that's me being a racist. So I thought the KKK hood was like a something.
Well, they won't have that reaction because nobody's going to see the cartoon.
I've got a few thousand Facebook friends, so although probably a few hundred of them have unfriended me, those that were on the left that didn't like my politics. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, he's about as veiled of a racist as you know, Barack Obama is the first, Barack Obama is the first clean, articulate guy to run for office, black guy. I mean, I'll call Trump out for being, you know, a flounder. You know, he's a cad. He's, you know, got all the moral failings you could throw on the guy. But I don't know how you guys can look at Joe Biden and play like you don't see the reality in front of you that he's a racist, or even now that he's not competent to lead the country. You know, he's not competent.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it.
You're not seeing it, Joe Biden?
I don't see that he's a racist.
He's just a puppet. I mean, I think we all would have to acknowledge that. He can't.
A puppet of what?
A puppet of
Susan Rice, Barack Obama, you know, anybody behind him who's not out at the camera, people pulling the strings for him.
He's a puppet of anybody behind him.
Do you guys really think Joe Biden at this age, he can't even speak. He can't even pronounce words anymore. He can't talk without a teleprompter. It's obvious his people are hiding him as much as they can. When he goes out, he gives the same old speech every single time about his father at the kitchen table and trickle down never happened to me. I could almost recite his speeches verbatim pretty soon. And you guys don't see any of that? Seriously? You just think, well, he's doing a good job.
No, actually, you're right.
They don't. They don't see it. And the reason why is because the media that they watch don't actually show those clips.
Well, so I watch Fox.
If you'd seen those clips, you'd actually know what Gary's talking about. And the problem is that you think that you know more than you do, because you don't know half of what's out there.
I see a lot on Fox about criticizing Biden's speech and how he stumbles and such things. And you know, he grew up stuttering, and I hear a lot of the stuttering still in his voice, a lot of the stammers and the pauses. And I think a lot of that is being called out on Fox as incompetence and dementia rather than just being familiar with his background.
I used to watch PBS NewsHour back in the 90s when he was on there quite a lot. And yeah, his mouth is, both his greatest asset and his greatest liability. But I'm curious. Tell me more about me.
I find that fascinating. What should I be watching? Or
well, I don't know. So what do you watch? How do you get your news?
I read.
No, okay. That's obvious. What do you read?
I read New York Times, Washington Post. I read Fox News.
You actually read Fox News?
Yeah.
Fox News website.
Mm-hmm. Website.
Do you follow
I don't watch the TV programs, but I read the articles. Mm-hmm. I read op-eds. Occasionally the Atlantic and Wall Street Journal articles. I listen to NPR when I drive.
Okay. So the reason why I questioned, where you're getting your sources is that it's pretty much out there that, Joe Biden constantly fluffs things up. His conversation is often.
Oh, he has all forever.
Yeah. Right. So, and also in the past, I mean, he's made some very racist remarks. I mean, it's pretty obvious that this guy does have some, a background that does lend itself to criticism. And I think that for people
who... Yeah, he grew up,
Yeah, but here's the thing. Fine. But you know what? But if you guys get the, if you have the privilege of criticizing Trump for being a racist, which, you know, I think that he's said some things that kind of could be interpreted that way. Certainly when he came down and he said, you know, Mexico's not sending their best. You know, if you read it.
I think animals was the word, but he
wasn't talking about all Mexicans. And I think if you take it in the context of what he was talking about, and he did clarify it the next day because it was clear that it had gone south. The question is that, you know, Trump has been a very, very good advocate of people of different backgrounds, including gays. And yet it's, you know, people who are gay, who are transsexuals, who really, really hate Trump because they say he's a homophobe. He's a racist. They don't have any evidence for that. The guy has been in show business for years. He was friends with some of the biggest names in celebrities. They all loved him. And then when he ran for president, for some reason in 2015, he suddenly became a racist. Now, how did that happen?
He has evolved. He used to be very pro-abortion rights. There's a lot of these areas where Trump has changed. Actually, when I was living in New York in the 70s, he was a very interesting character in town, and he did his Walman ice rink thing. I thought he had a pretty good positive image, and he was a liberal Democrat. I kind of liked him.
Yeah, no, and I think that's the thing, is that if you're going to criticize one side and say, well, Trump is a racist, and he's a homophobe, and he's got all these attributes that you guys love to nail him for, Then why is it that we can't take something from Joe Biden's past and use it against him? Why is that fair?
I think the distinction that I would make is that when we criticize Trump, the reaction from the right is to say, yeah, but what about Biden? And I don't like Biden either. It's not like I'm defending Biden.
Well, you know, people talk about Trump. Some of your criticism about Trump is his lies. I see nothing but the number of lies that the media has tallied for Trump. Yet Biden is just as big of a liar. He lies every day. He lies about...
Just as big. So can we get some numbers on that?
Just as big.
Because
the media doesn't keep track of the Biden lies like they did for Trump. So I can't give you any numbers.
There's no right-leaning media out there that would have an interest in
there's
that?
A lot more left-leaning media. You got ABC, CBS, NBC, CS... CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, and you got what, Fox News on the right, and a little fledgling station on the internet, Newsmax or whatever it is. Biden said he saw the bridge in Pittsburgh collapse just yesterday. I mean, this guy will get up there and just say anything that he thinks will make him sound empathetic to people, even if it's a bullet.
You think that's the basis of this argument is the whataboutism?
No,
criticism of Trump leads you to want to make all the same claims about Biden. Why does Biden come up always in response to criticism of the right?
Biden is the president. He's been the president for the past 3 years almost, and the country's in terrible shape, demonstrably. Mm-hmm. And so we should be talking about Biden pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, should be the only topic because anything revolving around Donald Trump is inconsequential to how this country's doing, or how people are
living. And yet we're all obsessed with Trump, and you watch the news, and there's a lot more Trump than Biden.
And that's actually a very good point that Gary has made. And the part that frustrates me in watching our website, Kegel Cartoons, is that you guys, the way the liberals cartoon Trump, you would think that he is the president. It's been like this for 7 years. It's Trump, 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 Trump. Even when he wasn't president, they don't bother drawing a single cartoon about Biden. If they do, it's often kind of like
remember the distinction between drawing cartoons and what cartoons you see in print. I think I've demonstrated to everybody that when you draw Trump, your cartoon is unlikely to get reprinted. We put up the 10 top cartoons of the week every week for that I send to you guys by email every week, so you can see what's actually getting printed. And you guys, you guys know very well that those Trump cartoons were not getting printed. So, you know, there's a big distinction between what cartoonists draw and what they want to draw and what's actually in the liberal media. And, you know, making the argument that you guys are drawing this is not at all related to what's in the newspaper.
I mean, Gerald, my cartoon's been up for a while and I don't want to hog the time. So I'd like to see some of Pat and River's stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Let him sink some pot shots at me for a while.
No. Okay. Pat, tell us about this one.
I'm taking one slogan, America, love it or leave it, and responding. Americans, love them or leave them be. This is a divide I wish I didn't have to see. And I'd be grateful for any ideas on how to bridge that divide.
Okay, stop demonizing. People on the right would start with that.
Okay.
And I think that's been happening a lot on Kegel's website. It's partly the reason why I came back to editorial cartooning, because I used to be apolitical. And what I see is a lot of drawings of toothless mega people, demonized, they're stupid, they're racist, they're this, they're that. But you know what? We all hate racists, don't we? So naturally, the idea is to continue to hammer that down, that everybody who voted for Trump or everybody who thinks Trump is an okay guy is somehow secretly in the KKK. We need to stop that. We need to stop that rhetoric. And it just keeps happening. If we're gonna have a country, then you need to start thinking about what other people are thinking, what other people, you know, some of their perspectives. Certainly, when I make a cartoon, when I draw a cartoon, I'm drawing it against Biden. He's the leader. I've always drawn cartoons that are based on the leader of that time, not on a particular people group. Because once you start doing that, you've demonized a group. And now, you know, what can happen next? Because once the words stop, once you stop calling people or racist and you know, basically Hitler and fascists and the worst of the worst and white supremacists, you've got nothing left but violence.
You don't see that among the conservative cartoonists, Rivers?
What? What's that?
The demonizing groups.
I don't see it. I don't see them. Give me an example of that.
Transgender.
No, because that's not. Okay, so certainly I was criticized for that, but I certainly have not been demonizing transgenders. And yeah, and I'm willing to.
A lot of that in.
But a wide swath of Republican leaders do. And
who would that be? Who would that be? And give me a quote. Give me a quote right now. Go look it up.
Oh, I have to look up quotes because I don't see
the
quotes.
Yeah, I know. But, I'm sure. But
you like
the thing is that you just challenged Gary a couple of minutes ago that he didn't have facts right then and there. So I mean, if we're going to play this game, then you know, play fair.
Does the satanic pedophiles phrase? Have you not heard that phrase at all?
Who's that? So who said that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene says it with some frequency.
Okay, right. Let's talk about this. Great.
An example. This is
That's
Gary's
an attack
cartoon.
On transphobia, right? That's transphobia, Gary. Holy cow, you're going right after them.
I want to hear that.
I want to hear this. Yeah, this is going to be good. Go ahead.
So tell us about this, Gary. Why do you have the transgender person in the beginning doing a topless kind of
the biological
thing?
Male with the breast augmentation who bared his bare nipples at the White House. Why do I say that should not be at the White House? Gee, I think I
know. I'm saying why do you make that point in this cartoon?
Because they have no idea what the story is, Gary.
Because I'm sure they do. Because the point is,
thank
the
you,
lead
Gary.
To,
thank you. That was actually accurate and that was generous. Thank you.
Okay, because I'm leading up to Joe Biden's incompetence. That's my final point. So I obviously think that should not be at the White House. What I just described, cocaine again, and then Joe Biden. It's not a anti-transgender thing at all. I have nothing against, I shouldn't have to say this. Like you just said, like Rivers has said, nobody here, we're not racist. We're not transgender, homophobes, or any of the other labels that the right or the left lays on the right. I'm just saying that there's lines to be drawn, right? We wouldn't we wouldn't want an outward KKK guy visiting the White House, like Robert Byrd. We wouldn't want, people flashing their boobs at the White House either. It's, you know,
or Ron DeSantis, you wouldn't want him there because, you know, after the whole Disney incident. So,
what? Yeah,
what did he do? Because he didn't
Disney,
want he wanted
Disney criticized the DeSantis's "Don't Say Gay."
Stop right there, Pat. Does it say "Don't Say Gay" in the bill?
Yeah, does it?
Does it say "Don't Say Gay" in the bill? Is it anywhere in the bill? This word,
yeah. If you paraphrase.
Okay, so we're paraphrasing.
It's the meaning. Yeah, we're talking about the meaning. We're calling out the meaning.
You don't know the meaning of reason. DeSantis said why he is against the bill. He doesn't want teachers talking about their sex lives to little children, which has happened, by the way. So that's called a "Don't Say Gay" bill.
Any books been banned because of his?
Yeah, books that are pornographic, for one. Yeah, right. So do you have any issue with books that portray two gay men having sex that are basically on the shelves for kids that are say 10 years old? You don't have a problem with that?
I've seen lists of books that look like very respectable books that are being banned.
Some I don't know
because
if they
of
are.
Complaints, but well, it's reported that they're being banned.
Well, okay, but I'm specifically talking about books that are pornographic in nature. Why are they being allowed to show these kids show kids these books? I mean, it's
I don't think people are arguing about books that are actually pornographic. They're arguing about books that are respected in society. The work of that poet laureate that spoke at the inauguration, that kind of stuff.
Authors like John Green
if that's true then I'm fine with that's something that needs to be visited, because certainly they can obviously go too far with the banning. I think that's stupid because books I think should be available
So Rivers, what did you have in mind with the transgender sexual reference in this one?
Right, so I used to be a liberal, right? You know this. And I used to be very much plugged into the Democrat Party. I would have voted for.
It used to be called the Democratic Party.
Sorry.
A little fine point.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that. Boy, are you ever fun. So, anyways, it's remember the old Reagan quote that said, "I didn't leave the Democrat Party; the Democrat Party left me." Well, that's pretty much the same place that I am too. I think some of the principles and some of the things that the Democrats are pushing are completely off. They're completely off what was normal. And you're old enough to know this, Pat. Certainly you look like you're older than 50. So you remember a world in which we didn't do twerks in front of little kids. We didn't have men going down the street fully nude in pride parades in front of little children, because they would have been arrested for that. But for some reason,
there was streaking.
And they were arrested for that. Were they not? Were they arrested for that? I can't remember.
We had kids on my high school campus.
Weren't they, Pat? They were arrested for that. I remember that.
Like if you were streaking at a football game, you got arrested.
And they were arrested, Pat. And so
we had kids streaking through the school cafeteria.
No, stop. Okay, stop. Okay, so why, Pat? Why are they allowed to go down the street fully naked, showing their penises, and do the little twerky thing in front of the kids, do gyrations, sexual gyrations in front of kids? And you tell me, Pat, how that aligns with your values. Are those your values, Pat?
Who does that? Someone who did that?
Who does that? Yeah. Okay, you don't follow, you haven't really been seeing things, have you? If you go,
I go out on the street. I live in a big city.
I don't see penis
waggling very often.
Okay, I guess I'm just exposed to things that you aren't for some reason. But
it sounds like very literally too.
Yeah, very literally. No, it's for some reason.
Who's
I don't
waggling
know.
Their wiener at you?
Are you sheltered? Because it's just to me, it's just odd that you haven't seen any of these videos. They're all over Twitter. They're all over. Like,
I don't watch pornography. Sorry.
Nobody. Nobody's watching pornography. Okay. But what you do have
where
is
where are you seeing men waggle their wieners on Twitter?
Okay. You know,
there's a story on Newsweek called Nudity at the Seattle Pride Sparks Outrage. Why were they not arrested? Okay. That's Newsweek. So you can look that up when we're done.
Yeah. Okay. For some reason, this seems to be past you. I don't know why you haven't seen this.
Pat, read this cartoon to us.
Keeping women in their place and putting the fear of God into sissy boys. That's what it means to be a man's.
Hmm? That's exactly why I'm questioning my gender.
Honestly,
with,
I don't know.
Alpha males and...
And some mythical...
Masculinity.
That is kind of overboard. I think that's confusing to kids.
What's wrong with being an alpha male, though? I don't understand this. What's wrong with being male?
There's nothing wrong with being male. Being an alpha male, well, you're inviting a lot of stress. You're insisting on hierarchies that don't naturally exist in our species. If you're talking about gorilla alpha males, you're making this up as you go here.
You don't really have an answer for this.
I can tell you some interesting things about gorilla alpha males.
Yeah, I bet you can. But the thing is that you're making this stuff as you go because you don't have an answer for this.
I don't.
No, you don't. I don't understand why you draw a cartoon, but you don't actually know me so well.
Can I get the skill to know me so well? I want to get to know me better.
It's called biology.
In my heart and in my head, and I don't.
I'm judging your cartoon, and I'm seeing something that I disagree with that I think is something that you've made up. I don't know what this whole alpha male thing.
How many guys on Twitter post
alpha male?
Lots of them. And if you want me to go on Twitter and find one in a hurry, I can do that.
Okay.
Well, this cartoon made me laugh. Defund the Library. That's a great cartoon. This is one of those making fun of the MAGA guy cartoons that you guys don't like.
Yeah, I'm surprised. He's not toothless because that's usually part of the whole gag thing.
We don't know that he's not toothless. Come on.
Yeah,
we don't know that he's not toothless.
But he does have the belly.
So do most men of a certain age in America.
Well, you don't. You look pretty fit, actually.
Well, there is a lot of issues.
Keeps talking about how
right...
pretty I am and fit.
You are very pretty. You are.
Thank you.
The right
probably
have a lot of
too,
issues
just,
with libraries.
You know, show yourself. The whole business about fighting books, banning books, shunning books. I struggle with that. Does that not give you some misgivings?
It certainly does for me.
Happens on
it depends
both sides.
On what they are, though.
You have issues with liberals banning books?
I have issues with banning books for sure. But the question is,
no,
I'm
just
on
asked,
the merit of the book.
Gary did a little whataboutism, and I wondered.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
I'm just saying that isn't whataboutisms used too often? It's fair to point out when the point of a debate or an argument is to shed the light on one particular group, as that cartoon just did, then it's fair to point out that it does happen on both sides. I mean, call it whataboutism or call it just drawing a parallel.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. I'm sure there are examples of
if you do have some examples of Democrats, you know, trying to defund libraries or convert them to punishment centers or ban books, then
there
will be a lot of concern, a lot of liberals who will come down hard on those other supposed liberals and say, no, you should not be doing that. And there will be loud outcry from the left against people on the left who try to do that.
Hey, okay. Pat, can you read this one to us?
Yeah, this one's right down the middle. This is a very easygoing. It has no bias to it. So I think this one we'll all be able to agree on. Mother Goose Steps, anti-woke rhymes. Mommy's a commie and granny's a tranny, but wait till you hear about Pa. He showed us a look at a history book, knowing books are against the law. See, this is just straight down the middle kind of stuff. No big deal.
We do hear a whole lot about banning books and problems that librarians are having because they don't know what books they're allowed because the library is being closed or threatened to be closed because the librarians don't know what they can do that's not subjecting them to prosecution under Florida's DeSantis law. So
I mean, this happened in Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri. It's
at the risk of being called out for whataboutism, Darryl. Banning books is basically canceling viewpoints to which you don't agree, right? And which side of the political fence is at the forefront of the whole cancellation movement right now? How many...
Describe canceling in legal terms.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not the lawyer, Pat. I can't give you a...
No, I mean, describe it in terms of how it impacts the law and how, I mean...
I mean, I'm not making a...
are we making laws about canceling people, or are we talking
these
about...
These are editors who don't choose to run in their publications stuff that they disagree with and isn't their editorial point of view. You complain that most of the media is liberal, so of course most of those decisions would be made by liberal editors.
Yeah, and yeah, granted, I'll give you that. I mean, if you know editors more than anybody here, so I'm just talking about the whole cancellation movement lately. People who've lost their jobs and other things like that are being canceled is usually people on the right that are the ones being canceled.
Like Al Franken?
How long were we talking about Al Franken? So almost can't...
It's a similar thing, but it was the liberals that said, hey, Al, should not do that.
I mean, I think we can have this, have agreement, rather, that there are people who have wide eyes and are clear visioned on the errors of their own side, both on the right and the left.
This is going to sound like a point of agreement, so brace yourselves. I would be happy to see more forgiveness in our culture. Say, bad move. Let's do better, and here's how. That would be a great step forward all the way around. And I think as a group of four middle-aged white guys, we can all agree that we can take the forefront on this in a very inclusive manner.
I was with you 100% up until we got to the...
I just
started realizing, like, who are we?
Was that an alpha move? I don't know what that was.
Okay, so here you've got the little kid with his gasoline cans headed off to school, and he says,
the school's having a book ban fair.
There is a kind of a glee about banning all these books.
Hey, he's missing teeth. He must be a future MAGA supporter.
Just age appropriate.
You have kids. A moment of outreach. It's a funny gag, Pat. I'll give
it
you
is.
That.
It's really, I
it's
like
a gag.
It. It's a good one. It's a good one.
I'm a gag cartoonist still at heart. I got recruited. Mm-hmm. Oh, editorial.
Yeah, no, it's,
and I'm trying to bring some mirth because that's what I mean. Rivers, I don't know your cartoon realm background, but Gary, you know, you're into the funny more than more political, and I think we need more funny.
Yeah, both, and I'll just say both of you guys have very amiable styles. It's a beautiful thing to see. So
likewise,
I mean, there's too much us against them, and we need more us against the problem. And if we could find a way to say, hey, we got this problem, and we need everybody because everybody's got something to bring to it, we could turn this into it'd be like going into World War II. FDR said, hey, we'll make the U.S. the arsenal of democracy. And it pulled us out of a depression and brought us decades of prosperity and won a war along the way. If we were to pull together, I mean, the advances in technology and just quality of life could be astonishing if we get each other's backs and we can pull them together. The more it's us against the problem and less us against them, the better all things will be.
Here's a cartoon from you, Pat.
This reflects what I see on Twitter, and I projected it onto Fox News, which may have been a disservice, but you know, you got to shorthand stuff in a cartoon. Mm-hmm. In today's news, still President Trump looking jacked in his tights, defeats Vladimir Putin in single combat. Black Americans finally apologize for sneaking to the country on slave ships. And a lot of this, you know, really comes from that first part with, there are a number of, like, again, I'll go back, Marjorie Taylor Greene and some Laura Loomer loony person. You know, a few other people that are big Trump cheerleaders run these kind of weird images of Trump and with, you know, ripped muscles and George Washington and all this. And then they go, you never do anything like, you know, no one ever goes to a Biden rally. And like, oh, man, What do you guys, can you explain this personality cult around these fantasy images of Trump?
Yeah, no, I can't.
Not even getting into the fact that, you know, some people are going, he's still president. But I mean, what is with that?
Well, I never view him that way or portrayed him that way. But I think a lot of it has to do with that many, many Republicans view Trump as a guy who represents them, represents their best motives. And I think he's just well loved. I mean, this, you know, former New York City liberal comes about and puts three Supreme Court conservative justices on the bench, turns the economy around, gets us out of foreign wars. And I think he's just idealized. I think to many people, he's a hero who came along when we needed someone like that.
This was a very nice love fest, and I love all you guys.
That's what I can do.
We've just gone too long, so we're going to wrap it up. And thank you for being here. Would you guys do it again sometime?
Sure.
Sure, if there's beer. Can you bring beer? Can we just... Okay.
That's right. We're not getting paid for this.
The camera there.
Yeah, we're not getting paid for this now that I'm thinking about it.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you all for being here. Everybody watching this, please subscribe and like wherever you're watching this. If you're listening to an audio version only, just go to kegelcast.com and you can see the video version. And we will see you on the next Kegelcast. And thank you again, gentlemen.
Hey, guys, thanks. It was fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See ya.
See you next time.
See ya.
How do I get out of here?